contract negotiations between the Haines School District and teachers are stalled after 80% of the teachers' union voted against a proposed agreement.
I think our biggest issue was that the proposal doesn't really value the effort and the time that current staff have put into the education of our children.
Lisa Andreessen is the president of the Haines Education Association. She is not one of the three certified staff negotiating team members who represent about 20 teachers in the Haines School District. Those three teachers have been meeting with school district representatives since mid-February to negotiate a two-year contract. On May 18th, they finalized a draft agreement, which the teachers took to the union. Andreessen says the union overwhelmingly voted no on the contract the negotiating team had accepted. The main issue, she says, is pay.
We've had a lot of staff turnover the last few years, and we just felt that the proposed contract isn't something that would encourage teachers to stay for long in our district, and we know that that's detrimental to a child's education to have turnover of staff.
We don't know their specific concerns. The letter that they gave us was very general.
That's school board president Anne-Marie Palmieri, who is on the district negotiating team. Andreessen sent the board an email saying the proposed contract is in conflict with the district plan to attract and retain staff. Palmieri and Andreessen would not give details about the proposed salary schedule or other things like benefits, insurance, and personal leave. Andreessen says one way she thinks the proposed salaries are lacking is they don't compensate teachers for professional development certifications.
The changes to the salary scale would just encourage, it would almost turn our school into a training ground for teachers, that after a certain point that it would be more worth their while to probably leave the district and go elsewhere.
The new contract start date would be July 1st of this year. There are no negotiating meetings currently scheduled. Palmieri says she would like to see the contract in place by mid-August when teachers start in-service days. Andreessen says when negotiations start again depends on people's schedules. Teacher Darwin Feeks is the negotiating leader for certified staff, and he's out of town. According to school administration, the district is facing a more than $200,000 budget shortfall next year. Andreessen says tight budgets have swayed teachers to compromise in the past, but not this year.
We've had this trust in the district and been trying to work with them, but then the numbers are never accurate for what they say. You know, in the spring, they always say there's nothing, we're going to have big cuts, there's not enough money to do anything sustainable, and then we find out that there was a lot of money.
Andreessen says a contract reflects how much the community values its teachers, and right now, it doesn't show that. While the certified contract is stalled, the classified contract has been agreed on. That contract covers people like paraeducators, food service personnel, and administrative assistants. It includes salary increases, which Palmieri says range between about 5% and 11%. There are also more personal days depending on length of service, increased reimbursement for continuing education, and an agreement to split any potential insurance rate increases. Palmieri says the classified contract will cost about $45,000 more out of the district's general fund than what was originally budgeted. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.